Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
And you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
All right, Jay Heiss. Still waiting for the crew here. I'm at the Turner Skate Palace for the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens Seasons Beatings 2019. I got Stony Express sitting next to me.
Hey.
You're pulling what duty today? Raffle duty?
I'm no doing way. It all. Yeah. If you're not skating, you have a job.
Yeah, you're making your rounds today.
So, though. Yeah, I'm outreach coordinator for our league.
Well, here you are. So, outreaching on the podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I arranged for Toys for Tots to be here with us today.
And they're here today?
Yes.
Shout out Toys for Tots.
Yep,
all right.
Of Washington County. They have their distribution day next Saturday. So yeah. We've got a huge box of toys over there that have donated.
It is Sunday, December, what is it, the 8th? December 8th, right?
Yeah.
No, 9th.
No.
Is it the 8th?
Look at your phone.
That's true.
I think it's the 8th.
It is the 8th. Sunday the 8th, December the 8th. I can't believe Christmas is 3 weeks away, man.
Yeah. And Christmas is 3 weeks away, and I think I got one more paycheck before Christmas.
Counting them ducats. Oh, someone fell. All right, so Seasons Beatings. How many Seasons Beatings is this now?
This is the 11th.
This is the 11th?
Check out my shirt.
Well, I don't want to look like I'm... No, it just says 2019 on it.
Doesn't it
yeah,
say the 11th?
Yeah, I don't want to stare too long at your shirt. You get the wrong impression there.
Perhaps not, but yeah. The 11th annual... Yeah. Seasons Beatings. This is our big fundraiser at the end of the season.
It's funny, you got Santa Claus on the shirt, and there's like candy canes and a couple stars. When you put stars over Santa Claus's head, it looks like he's stoned or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Seasons Beatings. All right.
And then you'll see another version of this shirt, too. It's got Krampus claws on it.
Oh, I don't like that.
Evil demon looking.
I like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he's scary
man.
To me.
Yeah, it's just not right.
So I stuck with the traditional Santa Claus.
I like that. I appreciate that.
T-shirt, but yeah. So this is our annual fundraiser, Seasons Beatings for the holiday.
Right.
And teams come from all around. They open up registration, divide everybody up into four teams. So we got teams, players here from all over.
So how it breaks down? We have a red team right now playing a green team.
Exactly.
And it's made up of different players from different areas.
Yep. We have.
So who's in the house? Baltimore, Charm City has some skaters here.
Yep. Free State. Rockville? Yep.
Who else do you know is in here?
I'm pretty sure there's some folks from PA.
PA?
Harrisburg would probably be here.
Okay.
There's lots of PA license plates out in the parking lot.
Yeah, I saw that. This event started at 11 o'clock in the morning versus like 4 o'clock last year. So
yes,
there's
normally
that factor.
It's in the evening.
So some people might still be making their way here. It'd be safe to say?
Yeah. Quite possibly. I mean, we asked for skaters to come in earlier for registration, but they're, you know.
Yeah. And just also, this is intergender. We got some male skaters here.
Yes.
Okay.
The mixers we've opened up to male skaters. I think you were here for the battle, the freshies.
I was. Yes, there were some male guys.
That's our mixer for the new skaters that we have in the February, the early part of the season.
Okay.
And then this is our end of the season
this
mixer.
This is flat track roller derby, folks. We come here. This is our the Hub Show's eighth time with the Mason Dixon Roller Vixens at their game. We were here last year for this.
Yep.
We had a good time.
We love having you here.
We love having us. But we like to... I think we're getting the rules down pat a year later. We're finally getting our...
It takes a while.
It does. But, you know, I think we're getting it now.
I think I was skating three years, and I was like, I'm starting to get it.
To me, it's like, I get it, but I don't really care as long as I see some, like, you know.
Like,
I don't want no
like
one to get
action.
Hurt, but I like the action in front of me here, man.
Full
people
contact.
Start, you know, they're just running into each other.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the Vixens, we've had a lot of you guys on the show, whether the TV show and the podcast. Mm-hmm. And we have some of our girls that, you know, not our favorites. I'm not going to say that. But some that have given us more attention than others. So we claim them.
I hope that I can move up into that slot.
No, we have a picture of you from this last year, Stoney.
Oh, yeah.
We have a picture of you right next to the table here.
Awesome.
Yeah. But like, awesome. Where's Twisted Sister? She's one of our favorites. She's out there skating right now. She is right now?
She's on the green team.
She's a green girl.
And she's little.
Well, I know. That's why she's, I don't say she's our favorite, but she's fun to watch because she jumps around.
Oh, man.
We call her the Jimmy Superfly Snuka of roller derby because she's just jumping over people, going through the legs.
Yep.
Where is she? Is that her? No.
She's quite squirrely. That's Terror. That's Mystery Made Terror from our team.
Yeah.
It's really awesome watching.
It's crazy how you know from this far away who's who.
Oh, yeah. You know your teammates.
Do you really?
Yeah.
They're all wearing the same color shirt,
It doesn't matter. You know what they look like, their bodies, their skating style. You
see, it wouldn't be right if I said that.
If
I said I recognize so-and-so from a distance, you'd be like, why?
No, you eventually will. I mean, the more games you come to, the more you're going to recognize.
This is an audio podcast. I got to be careful not to talk too much about what we're seeing, but, you know. I'm still trying to figure out Twisted Sister. I don't see her out there.
She's not skating out on the track right now, but she's on the green team. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And she's been jamming.
She's down there.
So
okay.
I imagine they'll put her out in the jammer rotation very soon.
Yeah, this girl's awesome, folks. If you haven't tuned into the Hub Show, one of these events, she's crazy, man. She goes through the legs, around.
The first jam, she tried to do an apex jump over there on the far turn.
Oh, my God, it's nuts.
Turn two.
And the ceiling's pretty low in here. She might scrape her head one day doing that stuff, man. There's disco balls hanging in the center of this thing. This is a roller skating rink, folks. She might hit her head.
That'd be
a visual, man.
Let's see if she's coming out for the next jam.
So this is your 11th season's beating. You know what makes this sound even more historical and better is when you add 100 to that. Like, you go... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 111 season's beatings. That means they were doing this back in the 18. No, that'd be the early 1900s there, right? Like 1908, they started it. Right here at the Turner Skate Palace, historic Hagerstown. That's right. Some of these girls are still skating. They were doing derby on the Titanic.
I could only hope I would make it half that many years.
I'm just joking. I don't want to live to be that old either, personally.
I mean, this sport's pretty hard on your body.
I'll bet.
I've been playing since 2014.
Yeah. Now, our co-host, Charming Grisettitita, she's not here today. She's out with bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
I told her to stay home. I don't want her breathing all over the microphones. But good thing. Stay home. Get better, Charming. But she's going out for all this. So she's been working on the...
There's Twisty right now. She's not jamming. Oh, she's blocking.
There she is. She's doing a good job.
She's got the pivot
on. She's hardcore.
You see that stripe on her helmet?
Yeah.
That means she's a pivot.
She's got the panty on her head. Uh-huh. That's the panty.
That's the pivot panty.
That's the one rule we got down really quick on this show.
That's
the panty
cover,
pass.
Helmet covers her quad panties.
Yeah.
Yes. And when they wear that stripe, that's the only person on the track that the jammer can pass the star
gotcha.
To.
Gotcha. I get that.
Right?
I actually got that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not cutting you off. I'm saying I just got that.
So strategically, she's a good jammer. So she was
awesome.
In that position to have that stripe in case they needed her to
She'd be like the all-star jammer. There's got to be like an award just for that.
Is that her right there, jammer?
I would think so. There she is. Twisted Sister.
They're going to have her jam
She
now.
Is, man. She's like the... She's the Jimmy Snuka of this game, man. She is. She's hardcore. Look at her, man. She's smaller than anybody else on that track, but she's crushing it, man. I mean, look at the people she's going around. They're huge compared to her.
She will go under people.
She went down, but she got right back up. Yep. God, man, you gotta love it. That's what I'm talking about.
And she will go under people.
I know. That's what I said when we first talked about it. She went through someone's legs last time. There was a lot of oohs and ahs on this show from that. Yeah, look at her go, man. She got like fire on her skates, man. Now, we've asked this question before. I don't know if you know.
Look at Robo rolling into the penalty box.
Yeah, we parked
that's
our asses
Robo
next
chop.
To her. We, just for those, the uninitiated.
What's up, Robo?
Hey. We parked the podcast next to the penalty box on purpose.
I'm Jay's co-host.
Yeah.
I'm Jay's co-host.
She needs headphones. Yeah. She's working the mics with me. Yeah. We should be on the speakers one of these days. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We would sound so stupid.
You should just take care of the music, too.
111 seasons beatings. They'd be like, what? Anyway. No, I think it's crazy that we've been here now. This is our eighth time here. And,
it feels like so many more. I feel
like
you become
times,
like a permanent fixture. I love it.
It's a good time. But no, we always make it a point to park ourselves next to the penalty box.
Yeah.
To get some of that action. We've had people over here. You can hear them on the mic crying because they hurt their knee or something like that. But that's what we want, right? We want the grit.
Mm-hmm.
We want people to know this is a hardcore game.
Yep, Robo just, she served her 30 seconds.
Do you as a roller, how long have you been doing rollerblading?
Since 2014. So what's that, 5 years?
5 going on 6 years, yep, here, this, right?
I'm getting ready to go into my 6th season.
Do you, in the world of roller derby, most people think of roller derby as the bank, you know, the elevated bank stuff they see from back in the day from
bank
the
track.
You call it
bank track.
Bank track. Mm-hmm. Do they do that anywhere around
here?
Yeah.
Where? Well, there's only one left on the East Coast, and that's in Philly. Uh
huh. Is it?
And then they have one in Florida.
Wait. So roller derby in general is more flat track now than
East
it is
Coast.
Bank track. Really?
Uh-huh. You can
Why?
Divide the country kind of in half. West Coast still does some bank track. Uh huh. More primarily in Texas. Texas is like where derby was born. They still have bank track.
But what? Why? Why not more bank track? Are they moving away from it? Is it too dangerous?
Yeah, well, the main reason, Women's Flat Track Roller Derby Association was established for the mission of being able to have roller derby anywhere.
Anywhere, I get
having
that.
Having the dimensions and the flat track to just make a track anywhere, a warehouse,
on
a basketball court or hockey court.
Make it more accessible to people.
In a skating rink, yeah. So that you didn't have the cost associated with building.
So there's one place on the East Coast that does bank track?
Bank track.
Where is it on the East Coast that they do
Philly.
It? It's Philly, right?
Yes.
Philly has bank track?
Yes. And then...
have you ever tried it?
No. I'm a little intimidated.
Do you have any desire? No, not really?
I mean, I would like to... I have the desire to try to skate on one.
Right.
To see what it feels like.
Oh, sure, but yeah.
But I don't know that I have the guts to try to play derby on it.
No, but it's probably one of those things where you probably have to do it a couple of times, like you just said, dabble in it, stick your foot in the pool there.
Uh-huh.
You'd probably be like, yeah, I can do this. You get the eye of the tiger, you know?
I hear from, people share is that it is
a totally
faster game.
Well, yeah,
just like
you're
NASCAR,
going, because
you know,
gravity, right? Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a faster game, and I'll tell you, man, when this game gets fast on a flat track, it's crazy.
Oh,
so
we've
I can't
seen
even
it.
Imagine.
Can you imagine Twisted Sister on something like a bank? Boy, she'd be all over the place. That'd be fun to watch, though.
Mm-hmm.
So when they in Philly, the place where they do bank track roller derby, is it a facility that's set up specifically for that? Like the bank is there permanently, or
I'm
is it something
sure.
they put up and take down?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I've not been there.
I got
only
you.
Heard
you just heard about
like,
it, right?
It's like
the legend
rumors,
of the bank track.
The legend of the bank track in Philly. I've not been there. I've not set my eyes on it, but.
All right. We should do our investigative due diligence.
They're usually made so that they can be disassembled and reassembled.
Right. I got you.
As needed. But they may. I'm pretty sure it's a permanent facility and structure because. They practice on it.
Well, even if it is something temporary you can put up and take down, this building here, the ceiling's probably too low for it, I would think.
Yeah,
I mean, Twisted Sister would really hit the ceiling.
Yeah, you would. In here.
I mean, as funny as that sounds.
Yeah. A bank track would be more for, like,
an
if
arena.
You had an ice rink.
Yeah, like that.
That you drain the ice and or an arena or even a warehouse.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Did you watch Whip It?
I did watch Whip It. Yeah.
So they just set those tracks up
in
the warehouse.
I saw Whip It before we started doing
this. Or like airport hangar. Airplane
exactly.
hangar. You know, they just set them up.
Well, Hagerstown has one, so whatever,
I've been wondering, like,
why
can't we get a hangar?
We have an ice hockey rink. Why not?
I don't think they'll ever drain that ice for us.
Just cover it. That's what they do in the... I don't know. That's not the same thing.
It would be really cold when you
I'll shut up. Hagerstown. We'll get there. One of these days, we're going to have bank track in the hangar over the Hagerstown Airport. That's our mission.
Yeah. I would love to have our own facility. Not that, this rink is our home.
Yeah, Turner Skate Palace.
Yeah, and Poison Princess, she's made this our home, you know? So
she's still playing? Is she playing today? What's the deal with her?
No, she's not playing today. I think she's out of the state, I think. She's traveling.
There's a couple players not here today from the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens. They're all AWOL, man. Where's Wheels, our girl Paisano? Where's she? She's in Florida, right? Someone says she's traveling right now.
She might be.
Yeah. I know. It should be mandatory the whole team shows up for this, shouldn't it? What are you going to do, right? No one's
getting paid. We highly encourage it.
Yeah, I bet.
But,
Season's beatings, folks.
Life,
this is the 111th season's beatings
Sometimes
from Hagerstown,
life
Maryland.
Gets in the way.
Hub City. I'm sitting here chilling with Stony Express. She's going on her 6th year coming up of doing derby.
Yep.
And what's your status right now? You're not playing today?
Not playing today. Registration was open for 24 hours,
and
they...
You miss it on purpose?
No,
tell
I
us
just,
the truth.
I'm not that fast online.
Oh, that's what. Are you faster on skates than you are online? Okay, I gotcha.
Exactly. I work in a prison. I think I've told you that before. And
do?
I don't have access to internet,
okay.
Really.
What do you do in the prison?
So I teach.
You teach?
I'm a teacher.
Yeah. Like what prison?
In Hagerstown.
At the correctional facility, mm-hmm. One over on Sharpsburg Pike?
Yep.
I live right over there.
Yeah. So you drive by it probably every day.
Well, yeah, my neighborhood is right before, the Westfield neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, what do you teach?
Well, I'm a special education teacher, so I work with the under 21 population.
Is it quite a big population
over
there?
Students that have had documented disabilities or special education services when they were in public school. We can continue that through the adult ed program there.
Did you start doing special ed at the public school level?
Yes, I taught at Northern Middle for 7 years.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah, and I did special ed there, 7th grade.
Is that your background, special ed?
Yep.
How long have you been doing that now?
20 years.
Okay. Hey, man. I've been podcasting for 20 years. I'm just kidding. Podcast hasn't been around for 20 years. How long? Well, you've been roller derby now for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did it take you long to like make the jump in the roller derby? Did you like a lot of people say they want to do it, but they don't know, you know, they really want
to
do it?
My sister brought me to a couple games, and I kept telling them, I was like, I could totally do this. They were like, no, you're old and busted up. You
really?
Have back problems. Yeah, I've herniated discs in my back. They're like,
from
you're
doing what?
It's just degenerative.
You're hardcore.
Yeah, and
No, you were more than a special ed teacher. You were a professional wrestler or something. Man.
So they, they said, you know, you can't do this. And I was like,
shit, watch me hold my beer,
I
right?
I think I can.
There
so
you
I
go.
Was, I was
Stony
bringing
Express,
my
baby.
Niece and nephew skating more and more. You know, I grew up
well, at least
two doors
roller
down
skate.
From Starland. On the other end of town,
okay.
Over by Pangborn Park.
Yeah.
So that's the other skating rink in town. I lived there every weekend. There's Bang Bang. She's on our team. She's jamming.
Okay. I know we have a good time at these events too, because even the referees have nicknames. It's always fun to see these, man.
Yep. There's Killa. Look at her.
There she is. Well, she's on the red team.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you guys got split up between these different color teams.
Uh-huh.
So today, season's beatings. It's broken up into different teams. And it's just an exhibition. I asked you again for the record. Is it a tournament?
No.
Like if green beats red, they move on to play yellow or something?
No. We have in the past set it up that way, but
this is just
for
fun,
the last
really?
Couple years, yeah, it's just a fun mixer that we just make sure that every team gets to play each other.
Oh.
So it's more like a round robin.
Round robin.
Yeah.
So is there anything to win to walk away with today or not? It's
well,
not about that.
Each match, I mean, in every match we play, there's always MVP jammer and an MVP blocker that gets selected from each team.
Oh,
the opposing
Twisted
team
Sisters,
chooses
that
person. So
she
they'll
wins a
definitely
lot of MVPs,
be
isn't she?
MVP.
Twisted
yeah.
Sisters, she wins a lot of awards,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
There she goes
MVP
again. Look
jammer.
At her, man.
Yep.
She's like Speedy Gonzalez out there. Look at her, man, going around people. I got to put the camera on this. Oh, she just took an elbow in the face and gets right back
she
up.
She should pass the panty.
Dude, hell, man, but she's hard. Look at her,
look
man.
At the red
she
jammer.
Care.
The red jammer's going to – she faked the panty
look
pass.
At, she faked the panty
uh-huh.
pass.
She took.
Guys hate that shit.
Yep.
Anyway.
She
it had to be said.
She took the,
it had
the
to be
star
said.
Off like
yeah.
she was going to pass.
I think
it,
I have it in here. Yeah, there it is. All right. All right, I'm a little late with that. Anyway, well, Melissa Stoney, I know you have some other duty to pull here.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate you sitting here and smart me up on this stuff. And it's good to talk to you in your background, especially about roller derby.
Yeah.
As we are here celebrating our 111th season's beatings here at this Turner Skate Palace.
Yeah. So, hey.
Yeah.
You asked about how I started.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is the
so
podcast.
So, I got skates for Christmas.
Okay.
My boyfriend bought me skates.
Okay.
He got, you know, you're taking your niece and nephew skating.
Yeah.
You keep complaining about the rental skates. He
here
said,
they
let
are.
Me get, I got you a pair of skates. He
nice.
Said, by the way, they're derby skates.
Ah.
And I said, what? I said, what are you trying to say? He said, I think you should try out.
Your boyfriend
so
pushed you to do it. That's cool.
Yeah.
He encouraged
yep.
you.
Yep. And that was what started it. And I was in the longest fresh meat cycle ever.
So 6 years later, is he still your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was just making sure he wasn't trying to give you a hint, you know.
I mean, a derby definitely puts a strain on relationships, for sure.
Yeah, you guys are like a sorority on wheels, man. You guys
it's
stick together and you, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's way more, it's rougher, of course, because it's full contact. We beat up on each other to practice and get better.
I wouldn't do a podcast at some figure skating event. I come to a roller derby.
I feel like sororities, there's so much like...
well, you know what I mean.
You girls, there's a lot of eclectic group.
There's a deep camaraderie. I know that.
Yes, definitely.
Of course. You all look out for each other.
All different walks of life. I mean, it's just wild to me that you've got, that's what we get from all this.
Thank you.
Oh, D-Wall.
My Christmas lights fell off my table here.
D-Wall just fixed our Christmas lights. D-Wall,
that's right. She came on the Hub Show TV show last summer.
Yes.
She was on there along with Booty Vicious.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a good time. Fighty Aphrodite, our girl Valerie.
Yeah, I need to come on the show.
Well, we're working there. We're working on what we're going to do next with that whole thing, the TV show. We're trying to do something on our own a bit with video. So it is what it is.
Yeah, Charming, she needs to get better, and she needs to come back out for...
Shout out to you, Charming.
I want her to come back for next season.
She wants to come back. We've had this discussion, so she's definitely a trooper in all this. She's not with us today.
To skate with her out there on the track. She's going to be great.
Well, hopefully we're going to see her next time we're in this building. It's going to be in February for the Battle of the Freshies.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll be on the track representing, yo. It's great because she comes with her own name. You know, she has a built-in name.
I mean, definitely.
She doesn't even need a nickname, man.
Uh-uh.
That's cool.
And some people skate with their names. Like, look at Isis.
Oh, yeah.
The mighty Isis.
She had that name before the assholes over in the Middle East. That's what sucks.
Exactly. Yeah, she was born before the terrorists.
I know, right? Anyway. Well, listen, Stoney, thanks for coming on the Hub Show podcast.
You're welcome.
Having a good time here. Season's beatings. Here we are again. And, we'll see you around. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks for letting me come over and hang out.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 1918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.
Yeah, Hub Show, Jay Heisch. I'm sitting here with Jameer King, the sports guy. What's going on?
We are down here
once again. This is our second time, 2019 season's beatings, the Mason-Dixon Roller Vixens at the Turner Skate Palace in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is their 11th annual season's beatings tournament where... Roller derbists come in from all over the area, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Edward, Virginia. They're in here, and they play on these different teams. And it's like a little round-robin thing and exhibition match. But it's been pretty heavy, man. Isis is out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of locals out here, familiar faces. And I learned that, it was open for, 60 minutes?
Yeah.
Registration was open for...
One night they got booked or something like that, 24 hours.
24 hours, they were booked in less than 24 hours, so...
Yeah.
It's,
The only crazy thing is this one today started at 11 o'clock in the morning, so it's still daylight outside.
You're definitely bothered by the
fact that I am bothered by that. When I look to the left, I see sunlight coming in the windows. I like my roller derby at night. What are you going to do?
Well, that's what we're accustomed to, so...
I like these girls are vampires, you know. That's when they work their best. anyway, we're watching. It must be the gray team versus the yellow team on the track here.
I think it says Tinsel, Triants, and Sleigh Bells. So they're definitely
Sleigh Bells must be the silver ones. I was just going to assume. Look at she has a number 916. Don't know the name, but she just knocked someone down with her elbows, man. Look at her.
She's doing a lot of work out
there. Hardcore, man. This is good stuff.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of work.
So, Jameer, a year later, do you feel like you're well-versed in what we're watching here?
I think so.
You're getting it, right?
I think I'm well-versed enough to know that this really almost doesn't mean much. Because it's kind of like an all-star event, but...
Well, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with their league standings and all that, but I mean, I'm just saying, the game in general.
Yeah, the panty passers and calling off the jams and all that. Yeah.
We're good, right? We're good to go now?
We're good to go. Even without Chris, we're good.
We've been schooled again. We've been schooled up. There we go.
So,
without a doubt.
This flasher guy gets on my nerves, though.
Oh, the photographer?
The photographer. But
I know, epilepsy going to kick in.
Yeah. There seems to be even like a vast difference of skill sets. Again, even, yeah, I've seen
a couple
women.
Yeah, you can tell who the veterans are, right?
Yes.
What does that mean? She sent some signals. The girl tapped her hips.
She called the jam off.
Is that what that is?
Yep.
You tap
the
hips?
Jam.
Okay.
Yeah.
And once again, we have some fun here with the referees. They got their own names, man, like Admiral Hackbar. We've seen him before.
Admiral Hackbar.
I don't remember Rob U. Blind.
No,
that's his
I've never
name.
Seen him before. I've seen, remember T-Bone?
Yeah, I think they're out here. There's one dude, the referee, his name is Booty. I don't know.
That's
lame, man. Come
suspect.
Up with a better name than that, buddy.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep. So this is interesting, but
I think the referees get the most criticism from us.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're a different breed, though.
For the uninitiated, this is our eighth time at the Roller Derby with the Hub Show podcast, and we have been here for some drama in the house. We've seen some stuff, some controversy go down. We've seen people getting heated.
We've seen a lot of intensity. A lot of intensity. When it's a kumbaya, like, hey.
Yeah, they tell you that on the mics, but boy, when the whistle blows, it's war. Man.
We want to go to work tomorrow healthy and do all that, and uh-oh.
Yeah, coming back around. There's ISIS coming back to us. Now, look at, man.
Look at her.
Oh, that's right. This is intergender. Intergender. Mixed gender. ISIS just knocked a guy named Berserk over.
Yep, and didn't take it easy on him.
No, she said, why? She says, you want to play?
Yeah.
We'll play. Want to be a roller derbist? Come on.
She probably prefers that.
I bet she does.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's different,
whatever her boyfriend did to piss her off, she takes out this guy over here.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely love it. Like, look at the jam. Here comes, right? There's a part of it right there.
Panty on her head.
Right? Panties on her head.
Panty on her head.
She's got to stay inside now. She's going to come back behind the jam.
She has to deal with the dude with the mustache. Yep. She must be throwing him off a bit. I don't know. The guy's like 6 foot something.
He's a big dude.
He is a big dude. He's a tall guy. He's got tits, man. He needs to be in better shape. I'm going to show up in an athletic competition like this. I just feel like, you know, whatever. But I'll give him this. He held his balance. He escaped pretty well. So what are you going to do?
Here we go. I think it's
916. For those who don't know, that's the area code for the Sacramento area in California. I'm assuming that's where she's from.
Well,
I mean, Philadelphia is at 215 on her arm.
215,
so
yep. 916. Maybe we'll get her over here. She's
someone's
feisty.
Name is Starbuck. Their number is 1123. I don't know. I'm just being funny at this point.
Yeah, 1123. Yep. ISIS has got, I think, like 1958.
Yeah, I know what that means, but whatever.
Yeah.
Look at her, man. Look at that. That's what I come to watch. This is just, look at him. Look at 916 just shoving people. She pulls back and then she jumps right back in the game.
Yeah, man.
It's intense.
The skill set is so different.
See, like I wonder, even though like season's being an exhibition only to kumbaya, I wonder if like some of these players know the other player from past games and are like, you know,
I'll
get you. I can't wait in December.
I can't wait to see them again.
Yeah, right? I know. They got bad blood from some game back in June or something. Look at her, man. Look at 916 go, dude. Look at that. Damn, wait, she got put in the penalty box, our favorite place. That's why we parked our podcast right next to the penalty box.
We parked our podcast right next to the penalty box.
I know, man, on purpose. Although they have us a little bit of a distance. I don't know if someone said something.
I don't know either.
There was a time we were leaning over asking questions, but one girl was crying because she hurt her knee. We, you know, we had some sympathy, but you could hear her on the mic.
Yeah, we did.
I felt bad about that one.
We did.
I also feel bad about the one we did back in June when someone got hurt out there and they all took a knee and shushed.
Someone
came over and told us, hey, they can hear you.
We were talking real. We thought we were whispering, didn't we?
I thought you could only hear us in the headphones. But apparently, we're a little louder than that.
It goes.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Look at this, man. Right in front of us. This is where it gets good. Look at that. Look at that dude.
This is rare. Boom.
How can you be proud of you? I don't know, man. I can't. I guess I'm trying to be politically correct here, but they mix the genders.
I'm not a fan of it.
I'm not a fan of it, man.
Not at this level. Not at this level. Give it to them. Give it to the ladies.
Yeah.
Philadelphia.
Hey.
Bananas.
Ooh, she brought a banana peel. She's going to throw it on the track. That's what she came to do. That's awesome. You got to get a picture of that, dude.
Hey.
She had a picture of her holding her banana peel. Hey, hold up the banana peel. Yeah. She's here to cause some controversy. Throw it on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Did you get married yet?
No.
May, okay.
She said May.
May, she getting married May, in May.
Yeah. Oh, that's what she said, May. Yeah, she's getting married in May.
Married in May.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Sorry. So it gets quiet in here. We have to get quiet. Otherwise, I guess our voice travels in here or something.
We do get carried away.
Yeah. I know, because whatever happened in June, everyone went down and took a knee. It was like, we were over here trying to guess what happened. I guess
we were really loud. We're going to need you to be quiet.
I think she sprained her ankle or something. So, Jamira, I know we just talked before the mics got turned on. You're on a little bit of a winter break coming up for the sports at Hagerstown Community College. Come January, it all gets turned up again, right?
Yeah,
sports start.
Yeah, January to July. Well, January to November. No, January to January, I'll be busy again.
Oh, really? 2020 is going to be a busy year for you?
Busy year for me.
Okay.
Yep, so.
All right.
We'll see how it all works out.
Yeah. Some of the chicks on the silver team put like rhinestones and stuff on the front of their shirts.
Yeah.
The Silver Bells team, I'm assuming that's who they are.
I guess.
Yeah.
Look at this.
They're pulling shirts. If you're a dude out there skating, you kind of got to watch where your hands fly at, right?
I guess.
I would think, you know?
Oh, bring it back.
You know, none of the girls are going to say it, but you can imagine some of them are a little uncomfortable with it, too.
I imagine. So they want to be. You know, it's all love.
I know some people get offended at saying this, but I mean, if you're a dude and you look at this as a majority of women out here skate, I don't know why you'd want to put the skates on and go out there with them.
You got to travel a little more and find somewhere else to be.
I'm assuming, you know, there's male roller derby teams.
You got to travel.
Yeah. Look at Isis, man. She uses her butt. She just shoves some off the track with it. Good times.
She's killing it.
Oh, someone tapped her hips again. Crazy.
Calling the jam off.
916, Sacramento's going to go back on the
Sacramento's in the
back
building.
Back on the track, on the roller derby court.
On the building, right?
Yeah. This is a crazy day for roller derby here, bro.
Yes, it is.
Season's beatings. I wonder if they mean it. I wonder if anyone's left her on a stretcher or something. Like the Royal Rumble, this is season's beatings. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
You'll see it, though.
No version of, like, a cage match, though.
I was talking to them about that, the Roller Vixens. I said, you guys really need to up the game. You want to get more people to come attend this thing? You got to up the ante, right? You know? Have, like, a ladder match or something where people got to climb up to get the panty? Yeah. There you go.
Climb up to get the panty. Panty, man. Put it on.
Well, you know what? Just forget the props. How about this? What if, since we're in a skate palace, what if they turn all the lights off and just went full black light? You know what I mean?
It went full black
just
light.
Just black light.
With
all you can do is see your teeth and the stripe on the panty and maybe whatever's on your knee pads or whatever.
You got to make the rink and one of the, like, the tape on the floor has got to be.
Well, the tape on the floor is like this fluorescent orange, right. So maybe it would shine. So you can't miss that. It was like playing Night Driver back in the day on Atari. You know what I mean? You couldn't miss it. But that'd be, you know, really up the ante. I mean, you see what your skills are like, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
This is a special black light match for the championship. Yeah.
Come alive to you.
Yeah. Well, like, what would be a no disqualification, no holds bar roller derby game be like?
That would probably be.
I don't know how many of these chicks would really be up to it. They just knew that one game, they could just be all. No holds barred. There's no rules.
I don't know. I think there's comfort in.
I'm sure that there's some rules.
Yes.
But some of these girls I know deep down have got that. We talk about the kumbaya thing. Some of them have got that fire. You know what I mean?
I bet some of them love to compete and want to compete.
I used to be chucking people off the track. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Just for the visual alone.
Yes,
you know?
That would be perfect.
It sounds cartoonish, but still, I would pay money. I would pay a ticket as the Hub Show.
I would.
To watch
to
that.
To watch just having
no
holds barred.
No DQ. Yep. Do what you want.
Just
pull
go.
Hair. Yeah.
Just go. I
just
would
can't
love it.
Pull the clothes off. I'll give you that. I mean, as much as that sounds like fun, that would be
a
discomfort
zone. How about they can only wear certain clothes?
The Hub Show's making the rules, folks.
Let's make the rules up.
We have a new Hub Show roller derby match. And I don't know, what would the rule be there, Jameer, with the clothes? I'm trying to guess where you're going with this, man.
I just, you know, less is sometimes better.
What are they wearing, like?
I don't know. I mean,
like, they're wearing a sports bra and that's it?
I'm saying if you look around here right now.
Uh-huh.
And our viewers can't see this, but they're not really wearing much in the first place.
True.
They're wearing
a lot of tight, stuff.
It's all tight clothing.
Sure, everything like it should be, right.
As it should be. So I'm saying just maybe, you know, do a little trimming.
Just biker shorts.
Just biker shorts.
And sports bras.
And a sports bra.
That's it. And you can wear your knee pads and elbow pads, of course.
That's what some of them are wearing right now anyway.
I got
some of them are wearing very well.
Not to change the subject, but I got another kind of match we can have. No helmet.
Oh, no.
No headgear allowed. You can wear elbow pads and knee pads, but you can't wear a helmet. There we go.
Yeah,
man, that'd be a concussion city waiting to have, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Starting to sound a little evil here.
Yeah, here we go. ISIS is back on. I hate to sound like I'm all about ISIS, but...
But we are.
We
because
are.
Because you know why? There's been a lot of matches she hasn't been there. She's been here with us.
We don't get to see her much. Yeah, I know.
Hey, look who's here dressed for Christmas. Look behind you.
Did this guy come in? This guy's looking like...
Chris Canfield's in the house, folks.
Looking like Ryan... what's the... What's our
Ryan Smetzer.
Ryan Smetzer.
Did you raid Ryan Smetzer's wardrobe or something, man? Chris Canfield is in the house,
in the
folks.
Building. It's always nice to see him.
Elvis, notice the game stopped when his door opened. He came in here, man. That was pretty
always nice to see
what
him.
What timing?
Oh, I like to be seen.
Yeah. Man, let me turn your mic up. There you go. You can hold the mic, whatever you want to do, dude.
I like to be seen.
Yes, Chris Canfield's in the house, folks.
Always good.
Basically,
to see
the Hub Show crew is here. We're minus Charming, but she's homesick, so get better, Charming.
Isn't she?
Shout out to you.
Isn't she supposed to be in this?
No.
No.
No. Oh. She'll be here for here, folks. Oh. She will be here for Battle of the Freshies in February. Charming will be on the track,
yes.
So you know we're going to be here for that.
Oh, without
right.
a doubt.
There you go.
That needs to happen.
But get better, Charming. I know she's home with bronchitis. I don't want her in here spitting all over our microphones and whatnot. Yeah,
you're lucky I'm not.
Yeah, you just got over some too, right, Chris?
Yeah, man. It started off when we recorded last Sunday.
Yeah.
And it was just a little cough, like a little...
Right.
And I couldn't get my throat clear.
And by so the you end had some Fireball whiskey, it seemed to help.
Yeah, and then by the end of the day, I had a sore throat, and then that led into my, eventually a couple days later, it felt like somebody just poured concrete
down my nose. So tell the audience what it is you try to do to remedy that. That was interesting.
Yes,
it work?
Yes, it did work, actually.
Listen to this, Jameer.
So I was at work, right? I tried to work through the sickness.
He's totally congested.
Yeah. Totally congested, right? I can't breathe through my nose or anything.
Right.
My ears are like just clogged completely shut. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take the shop vac and I'm going to stick the shop vac up to my nose.
This guy.
And open up my mouth.
No.
And it worked.
How long did it work, though?
It worked for the rest of the day, but then when I got home and I went to bed and when I woke up the next morning, it was three times as bad as it was when I did it. Yeah. But yes, it's amazing. Like, I cut my hands around the end of the vacuum hose, right? And I was like, I didn't know. I was like, am I going to suck my eyeballs out or my ears going to pop or something? I know all this is connected. So I'm going to make sure that my mouth is open anyway.
Speaking of cartoons.
So I opened up my mouth, and the closer it got, I could feel the air sucking in over my tongue. And then it started going... And I, coughed, and it all just went... Doof. It all sucked out of my ears, out of my nose, everything, straight down the vacuum tube.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And instantaneously felt better?
Instantaneously felt better.
But felt worse the next day.
But the next day, I was like, yes. The next day, it was completely worse.
Wow.
Well, it was temporary. It helped.
Temporary relief.
You only tried that once?
Yes, I only did it once.
Was there any pain involved with that?
No, no pain, actually.
I'm surprised you just keep going back to that, no?
Yeah, no.
There's a picture of her, folks. It's a hell of a visual.
The girlfriend was like, I was like, I need to go back to the shop. She's like, no, you're not allowed to go to the shop. She's like, you're going to urgent care.
Did you go to urgent care?
So I went to urgent care, and we got, so I go in there, right? And I told the lady, I said, I need a Z-Pack. She was like, oh, everybody comes in here and thinks they know what they need. She's like, everybody tries to self-diagnose. Where'd you find that at, on Google? I was like, no, I think a Z-Pack is a pretty common.
Yeah.
People know what they are. And you know what you have when you have, like, strep throat or sinus congestion, you know, or a sinus infection.
Right.
So go in there, and then she hooked me up to the blood pressure machine, and she said, oh, this can't be right. She tapped the machine a couple times with her finger. She does one of these.
Yeah.
That can't be right. Let me check the other arm. She checks the other arm.
Uh-huh.
Something doesn't seem right here. She puts her back on this arm. Huh. Well, I said, what? Are you going to tell me I got high blood pressure? She's like, whoa.
Hey, Sacramento just got knocked down.
Somebody almost ran into her.
Yo, that was the first time I've ever seen that. I had faith in the fact that she could stop.
I know, right? She almost ran into our booth.
She did. I would have tried to have caught her. Maybe.
Chris, you're walking in there. Just so you know, we're keeping an eye on 916 here. Sacramento, I call her.
916 is in the booth.
She's looking good, man. In more ways than one. She's been crushing it, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Twisted Sister was out here earlier doing her thing, crushing it. You just walked into Isis is out here. She's crushing it. She's knocking dudes over, man.
Yeah.
See number 7 in the yellow? His name is Berserk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Isis knocked him down.
Really?
He's about 6 foot something.
Wait, we're doing co-ed now.
Yeah, last year the same thing. It was the intergender thing. Me and Jimmy already said our piece about that. I just don't know how you can feel good about yourself, but whatever.
Especially, there needs to be more men than I might feel a little better. But
right, it's not really evenly like balanced men. Here at all. Yeah, like he's out there by himself.
Uh oh. Tuck your fingers.
I know. Yeah, we talked about that, huh?
Yes, Lord.
So, anyways, they go back and they set me in the thing.
Your sickness.
And then the doc comes back. He goes, "Oh yes, you need a Z-Pack." He goes, "But I'm going to send somebody else in here to check your blood pressure." I'm like, "Okay." So somebody else comes back in with they got the manual thing. This one here, the machine can't mess up. So she pumps it up.
Uh-huh.
She's listening to my heartbeat, and she goes,
"Ooh."
Well, she's like, you sit tight. Okay.
A little red flag went up, huh?
And then you hear it on the other side of the door. Should we transfer him?
Medevac.
What do you mean transfer me? Like you want to send me over to the hospital or something?
Mass units.
And then he comes back in. He goes, "You have very, very, very high blood pressure." So he gave me a prescription for blood pressure medicine. So
what was your blood pressure?
It was 177/117.
Oh.
He said, "Yeah, you could walk out." He said, "You could walk out of this building and just fall over dead and not have any symptoms." I'm like, okay.
That's a hell of a way to go out.
Right.
I want to feel a thing.
Right.
Chris, do you feel like you have that kind of high blood pressure? You don't seem like a stressed person, man. We all have a stress in our life, but you don't seem like the kind of guy who gets up. I've known you for 2 years now. I've never really seen you really get uptight about stuff. Or
I think it's a genetic thing.
Is that what it is?
I mean, my dad had heart problems. Yeah. He had his first heart attack when he was 40.
Oh, Chris.
And then he'd had heart problems his whole life. So.
Chris is 39 coming up, man.
Yeah, right.
You're knocking on 40 there, dude.
Knocking on 40.
Enjoy 2020, pal, because you might.
Yeah.
Right? I got to get on that Vinny diet.
Yeah. Well, wait, so you got to start living clean. You got this diagnosis this past week. So you as a person, has it made you look at shit and go, okay, what am I doing?
Well, the fact that
I drink beer and all that. And,
yeah, but the fact that they were going to transfer me to the hospital because of it.
That's a
big red flag. So, yeah. I mean, I always knew.
What your girlfriend said. She go nuts.
I always knew I had high blood pressure, but, I didn't really.
I didn't really think
anything of it. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. Everybody has high blood pressure.
What did your girlfriend do? She break out the vegetable platter and start cutting up cheese for you and stuff like that?
Yeah. No. I gotta get the carb queen.
Well, she's pretty,
I gotta train up the carb queen.
Your girlfriend's pretty tense. Was she all worried right now? Is she like?
Yeah. She's all looking things up and googling stuff.
WebMD.
Yeah. WebMD.
All right.
She's gonna stop making gravy and start making sauce.
Oh. That's what she's
matters because
I know, man.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your diet's that bad?
No.
I mean, for a minute you were trying this NSNG thing. I know that went away.
Yeah.
It lasted a week, maybe.
Yeah. For a little while. Yeah, right. I tried it like right before.
And your friends made fun of you.
Right before the holidays.
They dropped the pizza off on there. They said, "Good luck with that diet." It was on a post-it note on the pizza that was on his doorstep. That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Right. Let me me just make sure.
Yeah.
You are a failure.
Yeah, right.
Friends, man. What are they for?
Well, friends
don't let friends go on diets anyway.
At least you went into the holidays knowing this, man.
Right.
You gotta watch out with the pumpkin pie and all that stuff you're about to eat. Jeez.
I said, well, you know, if I walk out of this building and I fall over dead, at least I won't have to go to work tomorrow.
There's always that. Forget Christmas. I mean, hey.
Yeah, right.
Oh, snap.
What's going on?
They are trucking each other, dude.
I hear people screaming.
Wow. Uh-oh. Somebody needs a megaphone. Uh-oh.
Called off the jam.
Damn. All that yelling and all that stressing out for nothing.
I don't know what was going on. Then you just call
off the jam. You ever just call off the jam? You ever been in the middle of it and you just had to tap your hips? You had to tap your hips and go, I'm out. I'm done.
You got about 3 seconds. I'm there with you for about 3 more seconds. I tried.
If this vein on my forehead gets any bigger, it's going to pop.
I feel like I'm being nice telling you that you're about to run out of time. I think that deserves bonus points within itself.
Yeah, right.
The fact that I gave you a warning.
Yeah.
You might want to hurry up.
That's great.
Oh, snap.
Everybody. They felt like dominoes. One goes down, they all go down. Just so happened to be the one that's only 4 foot tall that started it all.
Here we go. Pass another panty.
Wow.
That's so talented, dude.
That was not even a sound effect. She hit the brakes.
She.
And slid into her seat.
Hit the brakes.
Yeah, there is a skill in just stopping.
Oh.
Stopping gracefully.
That's the biggest skill.
Right.
It's not how fast you can go. Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Ice is just... Oh my God.
The talent level is high here today.
She is roughing the player.
The talent level is high.
And she jumped the corner. Look at that.
She's killing it.
She went right through and nobody even saw her. Nobody even saw her go through.
Nope.
Crazy.
Here he comes. Oh. And she's through too. Get off me. Get off me.
Right?
You can't hold me. Get off.
She needs a riding crop.
There.
So she can just smack people off of her as she goes by.
She's killing it. Whoop. Oh.
They're like hugging her heels and she's just dragging them down the court.
Oh, she looks like she's hurt. Of course.
Oh, man. What happened here? Uh-oh. We got an injury.
Somebody behind us.
Monkey. Anyway, let's take a break. Hub Show, we'll be right back.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.